Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 669, up 7 on the open. December, 683, up 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 690, up 12 on the open. December, 704, up 3. March, 697, up 5. May, 658, down 3. July, 562, up a quarter on the open. September corn opened at 342 and a half, up 1.5 on the open. December, 360, up 2. March, 374, up a half. May, 383, down a quarter. July, 388 and a half, down 3. September, 389, down 6.5. December, 402 and a half, down 1.75 on the open. August soybeans opened at 854, down 1 on the open. September, 860, down 2. November, 875 and a half, down 2.5. January, 888 and a half, down 3.75. March, 899 and a half, down 2. May, 907, down 3. July, 915, down 4. August, 910, down 9 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 230.50, up 20 on the open. September, 232.20, up 10. August soybean oil opened at 37.05, down 17 on the open. September, 37.25, down 14. At the Merck August live cattle opened at 91.35, down 2.5 on the open. October, 95.40, down 17.5. December, 98.07.5, unchanged. February, 98.35, up 2.5 on the open. August feeders open at 114.80, up 22.5 on the open. September, 114.60, up 25. October, 115.15, down 10. November, 114.80, down 25 on the open. August lean hogs open at 74.60, down 22.5 on the open. October, 71, down 95. December, 70.40, down 32.5. February, 70.30, down 27.5 on the open. And August pork bellies open at 77.47.5, down 10 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening at the Taylorville Memorial Hospital Auditorium at 7 o'clock for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Panelists for tonight's meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Tom Bresner of Assumption Co-op, Harry Cooney of GrowMark, and Steve Freed of ADM. That's tonight at the Taylorville Memorial Hospital Auditorium. We'll get underway at 7 o'clock. The meeting, again, free. No advance registration is required. Bring your marketing questions, and we'll do our best to try to get those answered for you. Joining us now to try to get my questions answered is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin over in the wheat pit. For weeks, we've been talking about getting to $7. Well, we're there. Now what?
Well, the momentum is still to the upside. However, you know, the market is terribly overbought, and probably a correction could take place at any time. But the underlying function of the wheat market here is to encourage a large wheat planting this fall to kind of pick up for the slack of a much smaller production here this year. And while the market doesn't necessarily need to stay at these levels to do that, but that is what it's got, you know, that's where it's focused at least for right now.
Certainly at these levels, wheat acres are being bought, one would figure. Also wonder about tomorrow and the reports. Does the report need to provide any additional impetus to this wheat market to continue on up?
Well, we wouldn't want to see a bearish surprise if you're on the bullish side of the wheat complex, but I guess it would be my opinion anyway, looking how the wheat market has rallied since the July report, that there's probably reason to believe that we would see a downward reduction in production. Now, I look at average trade guesses, and I don't see much in that direction anyway, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you would see maybe some adjustments in harvested acreage. They probably got a little better idea of what wheat was harvested and what wheat wasn't harvested on this August report. So I think that's probably where I would look at for some downward adjustments in production is a smaller harvested wheat area.
Do you think a world number would be supportive, and is that forthcoming?
Well, I don't see how 1 month here is going to change the overall supply-demand picture of wheat. We've got a world-tight tight supply, and that is why the market is reflecting that, with December futures now trading above the $7 level.
Let's turn our attention to the corn pit, where we've rallied for the last 3 weeks or so. And it looks to me, as I look at the charts anyway, we might have some resistance, maybe around that 360 level perhaps. But I wonder whether or not you think that this mini rally is sort of just a roller coaster up in a longer-term downtrend.
I'm not necessarily in that opinion. I think the technicals would lead you to believe that the bounce out of the lows here that we posted on July 23rd or so may go down as something a little more important than we initially thought maybe 2 weeks ago. I think, though, you know, we're in a weather market, and I think not only in a weather market, we're in we got some spillover jitters from the economy and the subprime mortgage rate area. That's got the stock market shook up. That's got the dollar being a little volatile here. The dollar is showing some pretty good strength, may even be having a double bottom type formation in the dollar. You've got gold down here, $11, $13. So I think you're seeing some jitterness throughout the whole grain complex due to those two concerns.
And so what's happening to the liquidity of the marketplace?
Well, it's liquid. I mean, we're trading. I mean, we've got a lot of interest in the market. It's just the noise level is probably a little higher right now than it has been for some time.
Turn your attention to soybeans, which apparently, if you look at it from a fundamental standpoint, is receiving support from ideas of heat for the next couple of weeks in the southern parts of the soybean belt. And I suppose, although not as talked as much, growing aphid populations in the northern half of the belt.
Well, that may be the case, but the market is focused on the weather pattern that's not allowing moisture to move into the southeastern corn belt, southern corn belt. And then we've been under this tremendous heat wave this week, and looking at weather patterns and jet stream projections, we don't see a lot of relief in that. And I think that is what the market is worried about, probably more so than anything at this point, is this hot and dry weather in the southeastern Corn Belt pulling down overall crop prospects more so than the rain activity that we're seeing in the northwestern Corn Belt improving crop prospects, and that's what the market is struggling with here.
Market seems to be kind of bumping up against a resistance from the April lows to the July highs of 50% retracement level. Your thoughts on pushing through that by the end of the week?
Well, as a technician or a chart watcher, you have to like the price action that's occurring in soybeans also. It has moved above some key overhead resistance lines that I look at. So it is opening the door for further price strength. And you can see, by the way, the market is acting here this morning, even though it is nervous due to, you know, possible changes in the weather forecast and whatnot. The beans are holding yesterday's advances quite well here. And the corn market has firmed up significantly from its losses that it posted here during the first 15 minutes or so of trade.
All right, let's look at the report then for tomorrow one more time, and let me ask you this. What numbers on that report would suggest to you, and you, of all the numbers that you see, that we might be moving another leg up in corn and beans?
Well, we would have to see USDA probably hold their yield estimates kind of where they're at. Maybe something, you know, in this 150 range, I think, would probably be quite supportive to the corn market complex, because I think the trade is wanting to work. You look at the average trade estimate, it's somewhere in that 151. I think deep down there's some thinking that maybe the production number may be a little higher than that. You can talk to farmers that's been out in the fields and doing some yield checks. Some of them are coming in awfully, awfully strong. But we don't know what this heat is doing to those projections, you know, at the moment in here. But you got to keep in mind this will be as of August 1. And I think unless it's a real shocker, the trade will probably just ignore it and move on and see what the weather pattern is for next week.
And look to see if we get the fill off or not based off the weather, I suppose.
Well, yeah, the weather is going to be is key. I mean, this heat that we're seeing in the southeastern Corn Belt has got the trade worried that, a lot of these high rating levels that we were seeing in the east, especially here in Illinois, is going to get pulled down this coming week because of the heat stress that we are experiencing here, at least in the lower two-thirds of Illinois. It looks like the upper third of Illinois got some pretty good rains last night or recently, so they're probably in pretty good shape.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Let's take a look at Mike Sullo's two-state forecast today. He says excessive heat warnings remain in effect for southwestern and far west central Illinois and southeastern Indiana, and a heat advisory remains in effect for a portion of southeastern Illinois and central and southern Indiana through tomorrow evening. Today in the north, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In central sections, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. In the south, mostly sunny, hot and humid, with a few isolated thunderstorms possible late, and highs ranging from 84 degrees near Lake Michigan to around 101 in the south. This is Dave Dickey.